If you want to know how to stay consumer savvy in 2017, we have the answer. Every year, consumer advocacy group Choice Australia holds the Shonkies, a name and shame event for the worst products and services of the year. And those results have come in now, so as we move into the final leg of the year, Tom Godfrey from consumer advocacy group Choice joins me now to discuss the wooden spoon winners and the worst buyers of 2017. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, great to be with you.
So, what is the overall worst product of or service of 2017? Do I want me to give you a drum roll?
Yeah, roll it in. There were eight products that were pretty shocking, but I think Samsung, it took out three consecutive Shonkies. It's the first time that has happened in Shonky history. The first two were for products that caught fire, and now this one, a washer dryer that uses a staggering 210 litres of water to dry a load of clothes in 6.5 hours. It is a staggering waste of water.
They're overcompensating for the flaming products. Sorry to cut you off.
That's right. I mean, it's the irony. They now have three proud Shonkies in their cupboard. But look, we think for $2,999 that this washer dryer would set you back, you could jump on a plane and fly somewhere sunny pretty much every weekend for a year. And it's just a very, very strange product.
So out of the products you judge, what 2017 products are costing us the most?
Well, I mean, there's one product, and I think it's always good to question what banks are telling you, but the Westpac Bump Savings Account caught our attention because, you know, banks are always trying to get us when we're young. You know, they have these school programs targeting young kids, but the Westpac Bump Saver targets the unborn. They're targeting pregnant couples with a poor value savings account. It offers a 2.3% interest rate, but only if you meet certain requirements. Now, wait for it. Here's the kicker. You get $200 from Westpac this year. Ooh. In 16 years' time. What a bonus. Only problem is, because the interest rate isn't one of the best in the market, you'll actually be about $5,000 out of pocket, because you'd be much better off taking that money and putting it in a much higher interest rate account.
How does your group even judge these Shonkies?
Well, look, it's interesting. So every year we put a call out to consumers and ask people what products are causing them the most problems, and then we take a look, and the criteria are pretty broad. So sometimes they're failing a standard, sometimes they're poor value. Maybe they're making misleading and deceptive claims. They don't always have to be breaking a law, though. But ultimately, what this is about is scanning all the products that we're interacting with and purchasing day in, day out, and saying, well, which ones are actually a little below par, and then sending a message to business that we think they can do a bit better.
Have you seen any products that outright lie to us, the consumer?
Well, look, one of the winners this year, Viagogo, it's a ticketing site. We've spoken about it before on this program. They make some pretty dodgy claims online. They claim to offer consumer guarantees, when really there's no guarantee at all that you're going to actually get a ticket when you purchase it through that site. They claim to be the official ticket seller when they're not. They're making all sorts of potentially misleading claims. And look, we referred them to the regulator earlier in the year, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens to that company. But certainly they went home with a very well-deserved Shonky yesterday.
Yeah, ticket resellers have actually come up in federal government, so they're obviously not on the level. And I heard there was another product as well. There was like something marketed towards kids that was supposed to be for dental hygiene, but it was practically all sugar.
Yeah, that's right. So that's Nature's Way Kid Smart Vita Gummies. Now, on pack, they claim that they're good for teeth. Only problem is they're 50% sugar. Now, I don't know how you can make a claim that something's good for teeth when it's 50% sugar, but we've referred that onto the regulator as well, because we think that claim needs looking at.
Were there any honourable or dishonourable mentions in this year's...
Dishonourable mentions? Oh, look, there were so many companies that could have got it. I think one of the hardest awards to try to work out who was the worst of the worst was when it came to the airbag issue. This is really important. You know, nearly 3 million airbags have been recalled in cars across the country, and it's critical that you act and get these fixed. And we had to wade through all these car brands, but we did it, and we came up with Honda, Toyota, Lexus, BMW, and Mazda as being the worst of the worst, because they failed twice to notify consumers of very serious safety issues. The first one, like-for-like replacements. They took out one dodgy airbag and they put another one back in. And the second was they failed to disclose the heightened risk we all face from alpha inflators that fail in up to one in two deployments. They'll literally fire shrapnel at you when you're sitting in a car when they deploy. So, look, those car companies, they've got a lot of work to do to restore trust.
Definitely. The 2017 Shonkies, and I have to give a shout-out to the fabric softener that turned out to be worse for your clothes than cold water. That was impressive as well.
Right. Yeah, that's right, and cost 3,000 times more. Well, it might be a great way to save some money. Avoid that one, I think.
We're speaking with Tom Godfrey from Consumer Advocate from Choice Australia. Now, Choice is calling for a crackdown on school banking programs. Why is that?
Well, we've taken a bit of a look at the school banking programs as part of a submission we made to the Productivity Commission that's looking at competition in the banking sector at the moment. And look, what we're concerned about primarily conflicted remuneration and commissions. And this is where the banks, when it comes to school programs, are paying commissions to schools, $5 through the Dollar Mites program for every account that's activated, and then a 5% commission on deposits capped at $10. Now, look, we just don't think that, you know, it was one thing when the Commonwealth Bank and the Dollar Mite program was run by the government. Fine. But now the Commonwealth Bank, which is sort of staggering from scandal to scandal, is overseeing this product. And I think, you know, ultimately what these programs are about are a feeder network for the banks. They want you to stay with them through your childhood. And when you become a young adult, you're no longer getting sort of cute and cuddly cartoon characters and toys from the bank. You're getting potentially toxic, high interest rate credit cards and personal loans. And I just don't think it's a good look. I think we need these commission-style banking programs out of our schools. Absolutely teach kids about financial literacy, but I'm not sure it's these big banks with a lot of questions over their practices that should be teaching kids about banking.
And these banking programs, I assume they'd affect children's financial choices in the future as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, what our research has shown is that about 35% of us retain that first account we open up as a child. And look, the banks know that. You become very sticky. The banks can push a whole lot of marketing material and expose you to your brand. And look, we just think when you look across the portfolio, not one of the big four banks is really that competitive. Their products are not that great. So locking you in to their marketing network from a very young age, we don't think is a great idea.
Does the factor of the commissions come into how banks interact with schools?
Yeah, look, I think obviously schools need funding. We can all accept that. And I think, fair enough. But, you know, this is about teaching kids financial literacy. And we need to teach kids that, you know, what we should be doing is questioning what banks are telling us. Banks shouldn't be the ones coming in there saying, trust us, come along with us. Ultimately, you know, what we need to do is teach kids to be wary of banks.
I understand it'd be important to teach children about good financial practices, but what would be the better way to go about that?
Well, if you think back, when the Dollar Mites program started, it was the Commonwealth Bank was owned by the government. And, you know, fair enough, there's some great advice on the government's Money Smart website. And I just think we need to remove commissions from school programs. It's just not a good look. And I think, you know, having some sort of independent advice coming in so that people can trust it and know that, you know, at some point in the future, this company that's trying to explain to you financial literacy is not then going to hit you with some high interest earning toxic credit card.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Tom. And
no worries at all.
Thanks for looking through the Shonkies with us. What's Choice got planned for the rest of 2017 now that we've evaluated the worst products and services?
Oh, well, we'll be coming out with lots of consumer investigations. We're obviously testing a lot of products going into the peak retail season at Christmas. So I'm sure you'll be hearing a great deal more from us as we run the slide rule over some of the country's more popular products.
That's good to hear. Thank you again.
All right.
Tom Godfrey from consumer advocacy group Choice discussing the Shonky Awards for 2017. Some fascinating choices there, especially to the Takata airbag recall, which is not only misleading, but also quite dangerous. So get along to Choice Australia and check out the rest of those choices. Some fascinating decisions there, as well as a look at the their call for a crackdown on school banking programs that could be negatively affecting children's choices for their financial future. You're listening to Radio Adelaide Breakfast.